Are supposed to be horny. Let's complete the parak. So remember, we left off on page Kuf Samich Vav. So on page Kuf Samich Vav, we left off about the last section. Hayad Chaim Shel Nesim. Next game, Imkein. Let's conclude and summarize a little bit everything we've learned. Shatalich Harishoni Shalom Toka. She'inyona has achdus, his mazgus im hanivroim. So now that we, the section that we're focusing on is this concept of creating a certain level of unity. It's a unity ultimately again with other creations. Eino rak lo lekaba velosis bepoel ela lahamikes ha'avona ha'pinimis shemetzios ha'odem v'tachliso ba'olam olahitiv lezulaso. So what we've established is that the first step to going ahead and creating this sense of unity with those around me, with other individuals, has to ultimately come about as a result of man's recognition that his core purpose in this world is to be able to give and to give benefit to the other. And a person has to believe that my entire purpose here in this world is to simply be a giver. He gives a mashal. He says there are people who feel that their entire purpose of their life is to make money. There are people who feel that way. So the idea is that you see people all the time where they have a singular purpose in life. Like they really feel that their entire essence is to do X. So you see it, he gives the example of money, because this money is the easiest example of this, that the world is filled with people who they feel their purpose is to give money. So he's obviously not condoning that. What he's saying is that you see that a person could live a purpose-driven life, that a person could create existence where it's all about one particular thing. So if I could do it for money, I certainly can do it. I certainly can do it in terms of giving as well. He says, however, and the same way that if my life is about making money, so everything in life comes down to one question, how can I make more money? So then in essence, if life becomes about giving, then a person's life is focused on one simple question as well. How can I give more? Where would it be appropriate to give more? Aval humamid es chayov kechayim shal nesina. But most importantly is at the end of the day, I really create my life, or I understand my life to be a life of purposeful giving. After a person goes ahead and establishes this in his mind, and a person realizes that in order to become a true giver, so you have to be able to, can't become that overnight. It has to become step after step, rung after rung, muftach lo v'lo mimeni, sheyargish ba'ofen tiv'i ahavas abriyos. So the Mechaber says is one very important thing. If you become a giver in life, if you become the kind of individual whose entire life is directed towards the act of giving to the other, and you try to increase your giving day after day, step after step, something will happen. It's a money-back guarantee. You will come to love people. You'll come to love people. If you keep on focusing on being a giver, day after day, step after step, constantly trying to increase, you will find in your heart a sense of ahavas sabrios, a sense of love of people. Afilu le'ilu shehu lo henigleh. And this is true, by the way, even to those whom I am not giving anything. Meaning, it's easy to say that I'm going to feel a sense of connection, a sense of love towards people to whom I'm contributing, which of course makes sense. I've established a connection. What the Mechaber is saying is that if you condition yourself to become a giver, if life becomes a full focus of giving, if I increase my giving step after step, I'll come to love all people, not just those to whom I am giving. So I'll go ahead and I might give to people in Tel Aviv, but yet I'll feel also a sense of love towards the people who live in Cholon. Who ya'anik li'oshvei Eretz Yisrael. New York. I might go ahead and be actively giving people in Eretz Yisrael, but yet I'll feel a beautiful connection, a love towards people in New York. Why? Because remember, again, this goes back to the beginning of this chapter, the Mechaber explained the feelings sometimes that we have of disconnect and the feelings that we have sometimes of separation from the other ultimately are a result of the fact that I'm a taker. If I condition myself to become a giver, that by definition breaks down barriers and that by definition creates connections. And therefore the entire essence of togetherness, of unity, will be amplified within my heart. So we're going to try to accomplish in the coming chapters is how to amplify this feeling of achdus, this feeling of togetherness. So I will say, what the take-home message from this entire parak? The take-home message is ultimately what? That the entire essence of life is about becoming a giver. It's the entire essence of life. So there are some people who will spend their lives and they feel their only purpose is to make money. Making money is great. We should all be matzliach. It's not the purpose of life. Right? The purpose of life ultimately is to be able to give to the other. What? How do I give? What do I give? To whom I'm giving? That ultimately is the science that needs to be worked out over life. But A, the purpose is to give. B, the purpose is to increase that giving every single day. And if a person does that, then by definition, again, not only do they lead a meaningful life for themselves, what they also do is they end up creating a connection with not just those around them, but we'll see with humanity as a whole. Let's begin the next parak. Parak Tes. Ketzad Lehov Games Hashona Vahasonu. So we'll see what this means in just a moment. We're going to skip. He has a little bit of a review on top, but we don't have to do that because we just reviewed before. Beis Sugi Mafrim L'Chibor Mazulah. So now remember, one thing we've established is there's nothing more important than giving, and giving is what creates connection. So therefore, he says, Kasher Adam Ba B'Maga Im Anshei Olam. When a person connects with other people in this world, bless you. Al Derech Klal Yeshnan Shtei Sibos Klalios Madua Kasher V'Enav Achibor. So I'll say in general, there are two challenges that prevent us from connecting with others. And what are they? Shnei sugi hafros hagarmos lo shlo hischaber lezulaso. Two different categories of interferences that cause me not to connect with the other. What are they? Sug rishon shel hafra, the first category of interference, hu machmas hara shumegala bezulaso. We'll say, when I see something negative in another person, ultimately that causes me to stay away from that individual. I see a character trait. I see a me that I see something that's just, let's say again, this is not me being a bad guy. This is actually me seeing something objectively not good in the other. It's just that's a bad character trait. Humavchin b'midos ros, chelke nefesh she'ina mitukan bizulaso. I see in my fellow that they're just parts of his persona, parts of his neshama that are just out of order. And I will say again, this is totally normal. When I see something very negative in another individual, whether it's a character trait, a midah, an approach, an attitude, so what does that cause in the other? Salida. Salida means what? Salida is withdrawal. I don't want anything to, I don't want it. Nobody really wants to be around negativity. So if I perceive that negativity within another, very simply, I don't want to be around that. Ha'ofen Hasheni, that's the first thing that keeps us from connecting with others. Ha'ofen Hasheni, the second thing that keeps us from connection with others, he says, Hamonea me adam lischabrem zulaso, hinakudas hashoni. That what? People are different. Well, this is very interesting. The second thing that keeps us apart from people is the fact if someone else is different than me. He says, Kishem shepirtzofeim, shepirtzofeim shonim, So also the same way that we all look different, our minds are different, and ultimately our approaches to life are different. If the person I'm encountering happens to be a good person, Yotzrin etzlo koshi l'schaper imo. Suppose I, again, it's natural. You know, we see this all the time. It's always funny. One of the things that I always try to talk about in shul, I do it very often. It's a joke. You know, is to say hello to people. Say hello to people. And what's amazing is I can speak about it. It doesn't make a difference how many times. And yet what? It's the challenge. It's a challenge of people just to greet. Why? Because it's not people think because a lack of friendliness. It's not a lack of friendliness. People are exceptionally friendly. It's just that by definition, people don't connect immediately with people who are different than them. If I see someone who I identify with, maybe they're in the same profession, maybe we have children the same age, maybe we identify religiously, it's much easier to connect. But when I perceive that someone is different than me, people don't really, like there are a couple of people who go out of their way to greet other people. Most people do not do that. Most people just sit where they are. And again, if somebody happens to sit next to them, they'll say a shalom aleichem, but they're not going out of their way to greet the other. Even though, again, remember, that is the directive in Pirkei Avos, having makdim shalom kol adam. You're supposed to go out of your way to proactively greet other people. So why don't people do it? Simply because if I perceive that someone is different than me, even in the slightest way, I retreat a little bit. He goes on, he says, and again, that's not because I perceive chas v'shalom anything negative. It's not because I perceive chas v'shalom anything bad about the individual. Might be wonderful. It's just they're different. So because they're different by definition, it prevents me from connecting. We've now identified two different obstacles to interpersonal connection. Number one is the perception of something negative in another individual, in which case I generally don't want to connect with that individual because I perceive the negativity. Possibility number two is just simply, or interference number two is simply because people are different and people have difficulty connecting or transcending barriers and ultimately, again, connecting with people who are different than them. He's going to explain to us the Mechaber in this coming chapter how to transcend both of those barriers to create a sense of connection, even with those perhaps who may have negative traits and even with those who may be different. All right, we'll stop over here.